This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The 10 leading U.S. Democratic contenders stood unified in their goal to unseat President Donald Trump from the White House, but highlighted their differences during their third debate on Thursday night on ABC News. We get more from VOA's Jim Malone.
At one point, there was a clash between South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg and former Housing Secretary Julian Castro over whether Democrats should attack one another.
This reminds everybody of what they cannot stand about Washington. Scoring points against each other, poking at each other.
Called a Democratic primary election.
That's
called an election. That's an election, you know?
All 10 of the contenders on stage for Thursday's debate on ABC have also qualified for the next debate in mid-October, along with billionaire environmental activist Tom Steyer. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
And while the Democrats were debating, President Trump listed his administration's accomplishments in a speech to House Republicans. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In a speech to Republicans meeting in Baltimore, President Trump touted wins, including the tax cut, higher military spending, and cuts in regulations. He also talked about what he sees as opposition from more than just Democrats.
And the media, it's as if they're one, because they are one. They're working together. They're colluding, and they're obstructing.
Trump also slammed energy-efficient light bulbs, not just because of the cost.
The light's no good. I always look orange.
Trump highlighted this week's special congressional election wins in North Carolina, telling Republicans he expected them to take back the House next year. I'm Tim McGuire.
And find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China on Thursday.